And hello, it is Intuitive Soul Radio with your host, Lori Houston. And tonight, we are blessed with, and please excuse me if I get this wrong, Anna Holub. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's Anna.
Anna. Mm-hmm. That's right, I knew that. Anna and I have had a little bit of interaction over the past few months because we've been organizing the radio interview, but also we've done a little bit of work. So I'm really pleased to have you because I really enjoyed the work that we did. And you were an author of a new CD that's come out called The Healing Power of Forgiveness. And most of the work that you do is around this area and grief counseling. And we'll talk about all of that. But so welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Lori.
That's great. So usually what happens is we usually start talking a little bit about, you know, your journey and how you got here. So if you would, let us know what kind of brought you to this path. Now, because you have quite a lovely education level and you've done a lot of great volunteer work and you've done a lot of stuff. So how did you get to where you are right now?
Well, that's a great question. I really started, I think, when I chose to go back to school. I had left my bachelor's education for a while, and I wanted to finish it, and I really wanted to have something I could do where I could just get better and better and better at it the older I got and go deeper and deeper and deeper into it. And what came to me was to do what my heart really loves, which is peace education. So I finished my bachelor's in peace studies, and then I kept going, and I went to graduate school down in L.A. At Pepperdine Law School to become a mediator. So I studied a lot about conflict resolution and mediation and communication skills, and I just really loved all that. And I started to do various different kinds of mediation, which I still do at times. And I really enjoyed it. Then I found that when I was working with people and being a neutral facilitator, which is what a mediator is, and I would sit with people that were in a lot of conflict over various different things, I realized, gee, these folks don't really know how to communicate very well. And a lot of the conflicts that came up were at some point, there was some kind of communication glitch that would happen. So I started to add that and started to really explore, well, what makes good communication and what's that all about? And the deeper I got into it, the more it took me back to my spiritual roots, which are very strong inside of me. And I then came to the forgiveness work, and I realized that the forgiveness philosophy that has grown inside of me over time, and I'm very influenced by A Course in Miracles. I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, and I also studied with Colin Tipping, who is a very wonderful teacher and great mentor. And so I got into the radical forgiveness work and really filled a very important spot inside of me as far as how do we get to peace? That's really what my life mission is what's this all about? How do I personally and how do I share peace education, meaning inner peace, but also how does that affect how we are in the world with each other and how can we create a peaceful world? Mm-hmm. So for the past 7 or 8 years, I've been doing a lot of forgiveness counseling, and it goes very deep. It's wonderful. It's spiritual. I bring in the other aspect of my work, which is working with breath, to it. And it's just very, very rich. Mm-hmm. I haven't found anything that goes as deep as the forgiveness work does.
And so, did you get on that path then as a result of the Course in Miracles, or have you, you know, is that where it started? Because certainly that is one of the key aspects of A Course in Miracles in helping people. I mean, I think you go deeper, and but I think that's, you know, one of the first steps that I've, heard where forgiveness is a big piece in the teachings.
Right. Well, the combination of the philosophy of A Course in Miracles, which is very, very profound, and I've studied lots of different world religions, so I know kind of where that sits, at least for me, along with the other great universal truths that we can study. So that's a philosophical base, and then there's also the power of releasing emotion, which goes along with it. And so a lot of the work that I do has to do with helping people to find the spots of constriction, where we have we've parked some of our grief and pain and outrage and the things that are really very difficult that happened in our lives, the emotion that we have about those things. They might have been one incident or it might have been ongoing throughout our lives, might have been something that happened in childhood. So we have, as human beings, an emotional response as well as a mental and physical response to the really tough things that have happened. And that's why releasing the emotion and coming to forgiveness from a place of spiritual connection, not just a mental, yeah, I think I'm going to forgive this person. Okay, good, I did it. But then that doesn't really go very far. So I find that the blessing of the work that I'm doing really fills a need, because forgiveness is so important, and yet what do we mean by that? What do I mean by that? And then how do we do it? Right. So what I love to teach is a step-by-step process that anybody can learn. And so it's not rocket science, but it takes a lot of willingness and inner honesty. Mm-hmm. And that's part of a big part of what I do with people in my sessions and in the seminars and workshops.
Right. And what I found a lot in the New Age community and some of the bigger spiritual leaders of our time, a lot of times we're being told to become just detached. And, if you're spiritual, you don't feel these emotions. You don't need to get into these emotions because it's all ego. And so we get this place where we're starting to, try and just overcome them by stuffing them down even further, because I think, we're not really getting an opportunity to honor some of the processes that we've gone through as children that have, recreated themselves many, many times in our adult lives. And that's the one thing that I really resonated with you, because at the time in the summer when we connected, I was going through some grief and I'd never really honored it at all. And the session that we had was incredibly honoring and allowed me to work through some of the things that just at a different level. So, talk about that, because I think, there's an aspect out here that, we just have to detach ourselves from our emotions and not actually feel them.
Right, and for people who have gone on a spiritual quest and decided, okay, I'm going to do a lot of meditation, or maybe I'm going to do meditation and I'm also going to do yoga or some kind of stretching. So I'm in my body and I'm learning how to be still, but then what gets left out there is huge, vast area of who we are, which is our emotions, and we cannot skip over it. Doesn't mean we have to wallow in it, but it means that for me and the work I do anyway, just sitting still and learning how to control my mind, unless I'm willing to let the emotion rise up as I'm sitting on the cushion, which some people know how to do, but a lot of people are, as you said, stuffing the emotion and thinking, all right, great, I'm on a spiritual path, I know how to meditate. Or I'm on a spiritual path, I can do a great down dog. And it's all great. I love it. I love meditation. I love yoga. But really what my mission is to say, hey, what about the emotional world? How do we connect our emotional bodies, our emotional pain and joy, and everything in between, to our spiritual life? So really, the process of forgiveness I look at as a bridge, and it goes, it starts with the dankest, darkest, most horrible things. That's where forgiveness comes from, right? If there wasn't something tough that happened, we wouldn't even be having this conversation, right? We'd have a world of peace and joy, and we'd have no war, and we'd have no argument.
Mm-hmm.
So recognizing that we do have the shadow side, having the trust and the courage to travel in there, not to fix it or to clean it up or to project some kind of problem on it, but to go in there as explorers, really intrepid adventurers, and to say, all right, so what is it? What is it that's bothering me? What's going on here? How can I be ruthlessly honest with myself? And then that's when we start on the bridge. With that honesty and openness and willingness, we start on the bridge, and when we go over to really witness the blessing of our spiritual union with God, which every single person has eternally and constantly, then we start to uncover what the lessons and the gifts and the treasures are and have been for us that maybe we couldn't see because there was so much pain in the way. So releasing that pain, really what it does is it just makes room for us to say, oh, okay, so life wasn't out to get me. I actually needed these lessons. I needed the inner knowledge, the soul acceptance of what these things were for me. And I'll share with you something that's quite personal for me, but how to look at this as a everyday living example. How you asked me how did I get to this work, and I told you about my academic background, my work background. I told you some of it anyway. And then there's this other aspect, which is the personal life. You know, what happened for me and where were my forgiveness issues? And so I'm starting to share that more. And I will just mention that when I was growing up, I lived in a wonderful family, and there were some real difficulty in that my mother, she had what was at the time called manic depression. You know, she'd go up, she'd go down, she'd go up, she'd go down. So being born into that and living with my mother that way and seeing her progressively get worse over time, really affected me a lot, and it affected my ability to really trust this world because my mother was so loving, but then she was gone into fear and depression, and then she'd come back, and then she'd leave, and it was very, very confusing to live that with that. And when I was in my early 20s, she got progressively worse, and she took her life. So that was a huge shock. Anybody who has had a family member commit suicide, it's, you know, you can probably relate to this, or a close friend. And this happened at a time when I was pregnant with my first child. So I was 8 months pregnant, about to become a mother for the first time. And my mother then left. And she sent me the message, this life isn't worth living. I don't even want to be here. It's too painful to be here. And yet here I was, looking to have a mother, not finding her, and instead finding someone who really could not bear living here. And then I gave birth to my beautiful daughter. So that was a period of a lot of upheaval, as you can imagine.
Definitely.
And it took me a long time to work through it. The forgiveness work, when I found it, really supported me so much to not only feel the emotion around it, because I was doing that with various techniques of using breath a lot and releasing some of the grief, But until I found the forgiveness work, and this is the radical forgiveness, I didn't receive the blessings of even something so horrible, seemingly horrible as that. And really the blessing and the reason why I can talk about this now, I used to never be able to talk about this. I would just get very upset and wouldn't want to say anything. Mm-hmm. And now I can feel the difference inside of me because there's a peace inside of me because I have received the lesson of even that most difficult, harshest thing that has happened in my life. And the blessing is really that it put me in a direction of finding the divine mother, mm-hmm. finding the mother that does not come and go, finding the mother that is always alive as the divine feminine inside of me and inside of all beings and inside of this earth, so that all the places in me that felt so abandoned and so confused and so hurt and so angry, those things could be transformed. I walked the bridge of forgiveness, and I walked it directly into God, into the eternal, so that I could find this place that doesn't leave. And that, in a nutshell, is the journey that all of us go on. And we all have a slightly different story, you know, different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But this is not only my story. It's really all of us going through the pain and suffering and finding, how can I contact the eternal, the place that has never suffered, the place that has never been healed because it never was hurt? And where can I find that within every single person, even someone who on the earth plane was violent to me, or maybe perhaps I was violent to that person? How can I find the equality of the Christ essence, no matter what? And that's what this work is about.
Yeah, I have to say that was actually the one part of our session that allowed me to see my situation in a slightly different way, where I was able to forgive, but I wasn't able to, for whatever reason, didn't even think about it, but to see the equality of the situation. And I think that was particularly empowering. And I know how to feel grateful, I know how to feel love, I know how to forgive, but I wasn't putting the aspect on the same place with regards to equality. And I think that was a nice piece when we did the session, that I was able to go, oh, right.
Mm. Yeah. It's such a deep meditation.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I and all of us really just take a look at how many different times we create a hierarchy inside of our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this person's better at such and such. This person must be better than me. This person's more powerful than me. Oh, but that person over there, I'm better than that one. I'm more beautiful. I'm more rich. I'm more such and such, whatever it might be. So in our ego, we create all these separations and hierarchies in our own mind. And so focusing on the equality of all beings, and I'm talking all beings,
mm-hmm.
and that really is a very deep meditation. It takes us directly into the identical spark of God that gives us life at every moment. And yes, then we create after that, and we have certain gifts, we have, you know, strengths and weaknesses, etc., but that's secondary to this spark of God.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I talk quite a bit. There's a, on the CD that I recently came out with, there are two guided meditations, and the first one has the theme of finding equality with the person that you want to do the forgiveness work with.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one goes deeper along and all the way over the bridge. But the equality piece is something that I feel very close to my heart.
Yeah, it was a brilliant piece that, as you said, maybe created the bridge to to take everything to a different level. Everything changed, you know, within a few weeks of the session. that we had where I was able to completely let go and then everything came back. But I'm sure that's not the case in everybody's situation, but it allowed me to, you know, be in a place where I could completely let go and just be.
And how did that feel for you when you were able to do that?
Well, it released an intense grief that I had been, you know, holding on to for a little while, trying to work through it, trying to understand it, trying to get to the next level. And by being able to, you know, touch that area, it allowed me to get past that more painful grieving period that I was in.
So I imagine you probably felt more peaceful after that.
Peace is one area that I enjoy, but I think my essence is around joy and passion and compassion. So I think, you know, it's all different words for the same thing. It's whether it's love or whether it's unconditional love or whether it's peace. I think we all have our own unique characteristics that we bring into our lives as part of our soul essence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very much so.
So you do this work, obviously, with individuals, and you don't need to have the other person there, but I see that you also do it with couples, and that must be very rewarding for you to work in this situation where you're actually bringing both people who probably need to do some communication and some forgiveness within themselves and together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's a lot of fun. And what I typically do with a couple is I'll have a session with both people, and then I have a session with each one of them individually, so that each person in the couple can really explore and unwind some of that tension that is being projected on the other person, being projected on the relationship, and it becomes a burden. And so if you can unwind that, release it, and take responsibility for some of the pattern that happened way before you even met that other person, it's not their fault, in other words. So that then when both people do that and they really get a sense of where they have been accepting a sense of being a victim to life or being a victim to the other person or feeling powerless or weak or angry and resentful, all those things that tend to come out inside of a relationship where we have intimate moments with someone else. And there's love there too. But then there's all of these things that when we can really take responsibility for our part, it takes a huge blanket of heaviness off of the relationship. And then we get back together and we have another session with the couple and myself. And then after that we can keep going, or perhaps that's it, you know, that's good for now. And then I'm always available if people want to come back again.
Mm-hmm.
Some people choose to keep going, and some people feel like, yep, that was great, and we'll explore from here on our own.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever have, like, a parent-child or siblings or...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually kind of rare for siblings in particular to be in the same place at the same time where they can come. But a lot of times when I work with individuals, things come up about their parents, their children, their siblings, their lover, their boss. And all of it is a way of expressing through the story what the emotion is and then releasing the emotion so that we can get to the healing of the treasure, of the gift of what is this on a soul level for us to be learning. And then once we get that, there's this deep relaxation that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times our relationship with the other person will shift just because we don't need to be playing that game anymore. We have no desire to because we've received the blessing. We've received the lesson. Okay, great. I'm on to the next adventure. I don't need to keep recreating that one anymore.
Right. I think with the times that are changing the way they are, it would be quite wonderful if we could get more parents coming in with their children and helping them understand this at that level before it, you know, impacts their life as an adult.
Yeah. Well, I just worked with someone recently who came to the retreat that I gave last weekend, actually, here in Mount Shasta. I'm based in Mount Shasta, California, which is just a fantastic place to live and to explore spiritual things because it's a very, very high vibration place. Anyway, this one woman you're bringing up, mother and child, she really was able to do a lot of healing about her experience with her daughter, and her daughter is a preteen. Mm-hmm. So she's right in that spot where she's starting to differentiate, she's starting to really need her own space, she's getting a little feisty and maybe a bit rude. And so this mother was able to really work through that. There have been times when I've had sessions with whole families.
Mm.
And that sometimes is more the communication skills work. And then if the whole family is open to it, then I do some of this forgiveness work as well. And a lot of times I talk about apology and make the differentiation between what's forgiveness and what's apology.
Mm. What is the difference?
Well, as I see it, apology works within what might be called the world of humanity, the world where we are individual beings and we have personalities and we have egos and we annoy each other or commit, have grievances with each other. And so an apology is a really fantastic way of reconciling between two human beings who still have their identity intact. And it comes from the person, the apology comes from the person who has created the upset. Sometimes it goes both ways, a lot of times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I teach people how to actually give a decent apology.
Mm.
Because we all know how if we get a kind of a lousy apology, it just can backfire, and it could be worse than not getting one at all. So that's a whole beautiful world unto itself. It goes with mediation and reconciliation and communication skills, and that can all be done without really much talk about spirituality. Now, the forgiveness work for me is profoundly spiritual, and so we move into the world of divine truth when we start really delving deeply into this kind of radical or expanded forgiveness, where if we feel someone has wronged us or we have wronged someone else or we want to forgive ourselves, which is a big piece of it too, then we don't need another person to come give us an apology. We might get an apology, we might not, but we're not going to wait around for that. And we're not going to predicate our willingness on somebody else's action.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take action first, and we're going to work with our own inner landscape. And we're going to say, well, I want to release this so that I connect deeper with my Creator. That's the point of it. And so that's really the difference between an apology in the world and forgiveness between ourselves and God.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. You talk about opening your breath and quieting your mind. Where did you learn this? How has this come into your life?
Well, using the breath is very fascinating to me. And when I was in my early 20s, I learned about breath work. Sometimes it's called holotropic breath work,
okay,
or it might be called rebirthing, mm-hmm, or it might be called, I call what I do, breath of life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a process or a technique where you lie down on the ground, on a soft, probably on carpet, where you can be comfortable, and either with a group or individually with a guided facilitator. It's a very deep, strong breath, and you do a lot of it, so you get a lot of oxygen in your blood, and it's a great way of contacting emotional blocks and releasing them and also contacting a whole visionary world. A lot of things can open up with the breath. So when I was in my 20s, I started to explore this, and I thought, wow, this stuff's really powerful. In fact, no drugs are needed, and I can get high as a kite here. I can have visions, I can release, and there's no downside to it. So I really like that. And then I also studied, and I have an ongoing love for yoga. And there's a lot of more subtle breath techniques that are available in yoga and in with various kinds of sitting meditation. So what I've done then after absorbing all that and integrating it, I've come up with three very simple basic kinds of breathing that I can teach anybody. Anyone can understand this. You can share it with children. And it has to do with focusing on the exhale for relaxation, focusing on the inhale for rejuvenation and to wake yourself up if you feel kind of sleepy or in resistance, and then a balancing breath, which is really great for staying present, for listening, for connecting deeply with another person. So those are the three things that I love to share with people.
I would love it if we did a type of meditation, and you can choose what type of and where you want to go with that meditation, but maybe using some of the breath work you're talking about and taking us wherever you feel the journey might want to lead us.
Okay. Well, what I'd like to share is, it has to do with breath, and I'll be bringing the breath into it. It's a very simple, practical way of understanding the steps that go along with emotional release and forgiveness.
Beautiful.
And I've spent a lot of time with lots of different kinds of people, including some years of volunteering in San Quentin prison and working with people, who had backgrounds that were really different from me, and yet part of the joy of doing that was finding a common ground and the quality of spirit that we shared. So I'm interested in very practical tools that anybody, no matter what, where they've been or what they've done, can learn. So this is what I'm going to share with you now, and I've been calling it the prayer sandwich. So think about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Pretty simple to think about that, right? So the bread is the prayer. So you have two pieces of bread, right? And what that means is when we start out, we start with prayer. So let's just quiet ourselves now, and I will guide us through a very simple form of this. An expanded form of this is on the CD and also on the DVD that I have out. So not everyone is comfortable with prayer. And when I say prayer, I'm talking about just talking to God from your heart. Doesn't have to be anything fancy or something you've already memorized. Doesn't have to be anything from a religion. It's just from this moment, from you to your Creator. So let's get quiet and comfortable, and close your eyes and go inside. And for yourself, speak a prayer. And this prayer is a prayer of welcoming honesty and openness, a prayer of willingness. And so with your breath, bring this prayer from your heart and give it to God. God, here I am. I want healing and truth. Open to your breath. And welcome any beings that support you in your journey. You might have some favorite saints or teachers. Welcome their presence. way, we create a sacred space together. The sacred space is very important. It gives us a place to release into that we can trust. And it also brings us a place full of grace, full of healing. It's a vast ocean of divine love. So in creating a sacred space, all we're saying is, yes, I come into the sacred space that's already here with my prayer. So that's the first step. Second step, the peanut butter in the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is to release. So right now, while we're in this sacred space together, think to yourself if there's any one person that you don't feel peaceful about. You don't feel peaceful about the relationship. You don't feel peaceful about what's happened between you and that person. And bring this person to mind. Remember that we're in a sacred space, so it's safe to do this. The blessings of the Creator are with us. And so as you contemplate this person and what happened, you will start to feel emotion. Let that emotion come up. Let yourself feel it and name it. And breathe. So with the breath, you start exhaling. Long, slow, deep exhale. And with the exhale, just start letting the emotion that you feel out of your body. You learn from it. You see what it is. We're not trying to fix anything right now. We're just being honest with what's here. Wave. Could be a wave of anger or sadness or feeling very lonely. And as you feel that wave, acknowledge it. And with your exhale, just let it out. What we're doing is we're releasing our burdens. As we learn from them, we just breathe them out with long, slow out breath, and just let that happen for a while. You might feel some tears. That's good. Keep breathing. Keep exploring. Let yourself really inquire, what is this? I want to know. And then as you find out, you breathe it out. Let all of the sensation and the emotion flow into the divine, vast sea of love that we're in. This love can handle anything. It can take anything. And it doesn't change. It's still pristine and perfect. Deep, long, slow exhale. Feel the places in your body that are asking for your attention. And release from there with your breath. Let the pain and the sadness out of your bones, out of your blood, out of your mind, out of your heart. any place where it might be in your body, just let it unwind, drop it into the pool of love, where it immediately disappears. So, at some point, you'll feel complete with this. It'll just shift on its own. And you won't have anything more for this moment to release. And so, when that happens, we start drinking in. So let's try that right now. And when we drink in, we start inhaling. We inhale the grace that is the only healer. And we let it into every single cell in our bodies. Just start drinking it in with the inhale. Open the top of your head. And start letting the goodness of life flow through your whole body, through your mind, through your emotions. Especially in the places, any place where you felt like there was a release just now. Bring the light into these places. Let it feed you. So with the inhale now, nice, big, strong inhale, saying yes. And with every exhale, you just relax deeper into it. And take your time and enjoy it. You're feeding yourself. Really let the breath into your lungs and your torso, your whole body. Not just the front of your body, the back of your body too. Feel the back of your heart and your side body. Bring this grace above your head, below your feet, everywhere. When you are fully saturated, you feel so full of love, see if it would be okay to share some of the love with the person that you started this meditation with. If you're full of love, nothing's missing, and the only thing to do is to share it. This person is equally as divine as you are, even if painful things happened in the world of humanity. So see if it's possible to share some love with this person right now. If you're ready, then give some love away. You can also give love to all of creation, because this is really why we're here, to extend God's love. And enjoy it. Remembering your breath. Allow yourself to deeply relax. Say yes. Share the love. You'll notice that there's some gratitude. It just naturally starts to happen. And with this gratitude, we're going to close our sacred space. So we just came from the inhaling, which is the jelly part. And now we're going to put the other piece of bread on the other side and close with a prayer again. So whenever you feel ready, speak to God and say thank you. for your life itself, for everything that has ever happened in your life, and for the teachings and the lessons that we get to receive. Do this in your own way. Add a sense of completion. Okay, I am finishing this, so that it is, it's done for now. And with that, I'll say amen. And so it is.
Well, that was lovely. I would definitely recommend anybody who resonates with this to get Anna's CD, which is The Healing Power of Forgiveness. She goes even deeper into some of these aspects and works with you in a very profound way. I would also recommend getting a personal session with her, because it really allows you to, you know, really go into some of these areas and understand from a very deep level what it is that you're wanting to build a bridge to forgiveness and create this peace or whatever essence it is within you that you resonate with. It was really lovely.
Thank you for the opportunity to share that. It's very, very simple, and yet it seems to be new for a lot of us to slow down enough to do that kind of work.
Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, even giving ourselves permission to forgive. I think, again, we kind of stuff those emotions down and say, oh, I can forgive that person. But to really forgive, to really see the equality in each being that may have assisted us on this journey, because really that's what they're doing. They're pushing us along to help us heal.
Yeah. And thinking again about my story about my mother taking her life, deciding that she was going to move on and not be in the body that she had, not be physically present, I got a great blessing of turning my awareness to the Divine Mother and seeing the Divine Mother in my mother, in myself as a mother, and in all beings. So she played a huge part of that for me, exactly how it happened. So a lot of this is just a deep acceptance that how it happened, whatever it was, has a perfection in it that's much bigger than what our minds can understand. But we can get that on a visceral level. We can taste it in a way where we don't have to figure it out.
So I'm guessing, because you also have accessing intuition, that part of the work that you can do while you go into this meditative state, while you do some of the work that you're doing, will assist you to get in touch with your own intuition. What ways do you help people connect?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me about that. It's ability that we have to access our intuition is directly related to how open we are, right? And so if we have these emotional knots that we haven't taken care of, we haven't slowed down and given them some compassion and some love so that they can unwind, so we can unwind ourselves, then it's just kind of like boulders in the way, you know? So when we move those out of the way, by getting the blessings that are hidden within them, then there's all kinds of room, and we can check in and say, oh, all right, great, I know what to do next. I have confidence in my decisions because it's coming from not just my mind, but from my spirit, from the life force itself, guiding me, guiding you, guiding us. And the more layers and veils of illusion and sadness and pain that we take off, the more free and open we are to listen, and the more courageous we are to act a lot of times we can hear the guidance, but do we act on it? That takes more chutzpah, as we say. So more guts. So there's a direct connection. And in my work, I don't have the kind of healing work where I would tell you, oh, I see this and this and this about you. I see your aura, it's green or whatever. I much prefer to work with my clients so that they get it for themselves. And there's a certain kind of inner strengthening of our inner muscle that happens when we do our own work. And this is really about getting strong inside. Soft, strong. Soft strength. And that really is the Divine Mother, the soft strength and the communion with the One.
And when you work with communication skills, what is, I mean, we're all needing to learn how to communicate better. We're all afraid of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. And, you know, communication is an area that is sadly lacking or very inappropriately taught on for us to be able to communicate in a way that's effective and open and honest, and we've found many ways to hide behind masks and create, you know, sub-personalities of ourselves so that we don't have to deal with, you know, true communication.
Yeah, that's true. And that really is all about being somebody, you know, having an identity in the world of humanity, and so that we can show somebody else, oh yeah, this is who I am. And yet being willing to take off those layers and masks, really then there's a whole new sense of what's possible between ourselves and someone else. So the communication skills that I teach have a lot to do with what we were just talking about, accessing your inner wisdom. So that's the first step, listening within and being able to listen to the depth of wisdom that we really have, that we can tap into at any time. And then with another person or a group of people, how do we slow down and get quiet so we can listen to those, to the expression of other people? So I teach about listening. There's a free download off of my website that has some listening skills on it. Feel free to pick that up and check it out. And then the other part of communication is expressing. So I always teach listening first. And I feel like that's primary. And we really, as at least in Western industrialized culture that I've seen, we really haven't been taught to listen hardly at all, if at all. All you have to do is watch television where all the pundits are constantly interrupting each other. They're not listening particularly. They just want to get their point across. So undoing that and turning around and saying, well, wait a second, let me do this differently here. Let me just slow down and listen not only to the personality of the person, but listen to the divine essence of the person who's in front of me. And that will immediately tune me into my own divine essence as well. And then the expression part is really, what do I have to say to the world? How can I be creative and courageous and outrageous and really show my flavors? Each one of us has these delicious flavors and colors and art of who we are. So how do we show that in a way and express it in lots of different ways so that we're all respected and safe while we do it, so that there's some joy and dignity in how we express. And that, again, hasn't really been taught. There's a lot of other kinds of expression, violent expression on various different levels that is very much alive in our media and television and movies. And so we have to unlearn that and learn a new way.
Now, among all the other talents that is Anna. You also do poetry.
Yeah.
And you have a blog as well, which, you know, at the end you want to tell people how to get there. But I understand that you have a poem that you would like to read.
Yeah, I actually just pretty recently published my first book of poems, which is also available on the website. It's called The Edges Are Friendly, which is a great reminder for me all the time, in case I forgot that the edges that we think are here are actually very friendly and welcoming us into more. So, yeah, I'd love to read a poem, and this is one of the ones that I wrote on a trip that I took to Asia. It was my first time in Asia, my first time in Bali, and so one day I was on the beach, and I wrote this poem.
Nice.
It's called Turn Around. Turn around with me and walk back toward the one who creates us now in every eternal moment. Even though moments cannot be accurate and words don't explain the truth, walk with me anyway, past mountains and specks of tired dust and the gorgeous beauty of this budding hibiscus. We'll pass familiar neighborhoods of loneliness and greed, filled with desperate acts of believing. But we will not stop. Instead, we'll hold hands and continue together as sister and brother. Finally, family, not pausing at every corner. That would take too long. In fact, we'd get lost if we tried to sample it all. Finally, family, we'll journey together whenever we're ready at any intersection we fancy, walking linked, emboldened in our union directly into heaven.
That's beautiful. And you say that the book is available on your website as well?
Yes. Yes, this particular poem is not in the book, and if you want this poem as well, I will send it to you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, why don't you tell people how they can get a hold of you and all the different things that you're doing?
Sure. Well, the best way to get a hold of me is just simply to go to my website, which is www.annahollub.com, and I spell my name A-N-A. H-O-L-U-B, Anna Holub. That's a B like brother at the end. So it's www.annahollub.com. And from there, you can get some free downloads. You can email me. You can see what I'm up to. There's some pages, different pages about the forgiveness work and the communication skills and mediation as well. And, of course, you can check out the store and see if you would like to purchase anything that's there. There are some DVDs that are available as well. And there's a DVD there that I didn't really talk about, but one of my other things that I love is exploring the differences and similarities of gender. So I have one DVD that talks about... it's called Uniting Star-Crossed Lovers, Being a Man, a Woman, a Human Being, and a Soul. So that really explores a lot about how we can be very strongly conditioned in terms of, you know, thinking about who we are in terms of what kind of body we have on. And that's a lot of fun to check out. So that's there. And I also have a blog. It's called... the address is www.clearpathtopeace.com. And if you're on my website, you can get to the blog from there, from the homepage, or you can go directly to the blog. And please comment. Let me know you're listening and what you think and how you feel about this kind of work. Maybe you have some wisdom to share with me. I would love to hear it and read it.
Nice. And you do workshops?
Yes, I do various different workshops and seminars and also individual sessions. And I work a lot on the phone. So you don't need to be local to me to work with me. If you would like to come to Mount Shasta, that is also a possibility to come here, have a retreat, and we'll do some work together and some exploring. So the seminars would be on my events page, and you can check into that. I just finished a two-day retreat here in Mount Shasta. So if you have the inclination, you want to invite me to where you live, send me an email, and we'll talk about it.
Great. Well, what an honor this has been. It's been lovely chatting with you, and I hope to have you back in the new year.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for everything that you're doing, Lori. I really have so much enjoyed getting to know you, even though we have never met face-to-face. I feel very aligned with the work that you do. And so it's been a great honor to be on your show.
Thank you. All right. Well, with that, thanks again. Thanks for listening. And we'll connect again next week.